I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Need to know and what you don't.
After a scary movie, I have to watch cartoons so I don't have nightmares.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I have to use a calculator on my first grader's math homework.
Again, not really needed. But knowing Geico offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the Geico Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I practice taking my glasses off in the mirror because I think it makes me look cool.
And not needed. But you should know, Geico has local agents in your area that could help you find even more ways to save. And Geico offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Tennessee, contact Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Fatter than you were last year? Chronic fatigue? Low sex drive? Clothes size just kept getting bigger? Hi, I'm Dr. Keith Amadeo with Kyber Weight Loss. It's football season again, so that means chicken wings, beer, and for the average male, an extra 10 pounds. There's never an easy time to lose weight or get healthy. Why not start now before you go up another belt size or shirt size? My program requires no exercise, no shots, or dangerous drugs. It's all natural, so if you're tired of being overweight, fatigued, and having low sex drive, and shopping for bigger and bigger clothes, call my office at 901-221-8964 and mention ESPN Radio for 10% off for the fall football special. That's 901-221-8964.
Call Collierville Weight Loss now for your no-charge consultation at 901-221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. Or schedule your appointment online right now at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500, right in time for football and tailgating season. With 1500's available legendary Hemi engine, you'll have a Hall of Famer powering all your drives and celebrations on game day. Add in an available 12-inch touchscreen that's largest in its class, and you won't have trouble locating any stadium, home or away. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days and see why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Now get $7,800 in total values on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab equipped with premium lighting group package. And current competitive pickup owners get an additional $1,000 bonus cash. Class based on light-duty pickups since 2010. Based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2,300 Bighorn package value. No trade-in required. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery by 10/31.
It's beautiful, cooler weather, so it's the perfect time to get to Outdoors, Inc. to get yourself outfitted to get outdoors. They've got new Patagonia, new North Face, and new Arc'teryx clothing. They've got new Hoka running shoes. They've got new 2019 Cannondale bicycles. And, of course, all these products, lifetime quality and covered by the store's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Outdoors, Inc. is a family business that has been outfitting Memphians since 1974. They've got a Midtown location on Union Avenue and East Memphis locations on Germantown Parkway and Poplar Avenue. So head on over to Outdoors, Inc., where the service is as high quality as the clothes.
Find even more ways to save at Kroger. Start with the big 5-5 Save 5 event. Buy 5 participating items and save $5 instantly at checkout. Just look for the special tags and mix and match your favorites. And while you're saving on groceries at Kroger, you'll save more on fuel, too. Right now, you'll earn 3 times the fuel points when you buy fresh fruits and vegetables. So save with the 5-5 Save 5 event and get 3 times the fuel points on fresh produce. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
JJ Hottail here for Direct Auto and Life Insurance. You wouldn't go to the beach without sunscreen.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
So why go driving without auto insurance? Maybe you think because you have a lapse in coverage, you can't get a great rate. Well, put your sunscreen on and head over to Direct Auto to speak with a friendly local agent near you. Don't go without, go with Direct. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, Nashville, Tennessee. Premium pay plans vary. Costs may vary based on how you buy it.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 60 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sports books at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Indulge in Memphis' tastiest burgers and beers with today's Perks Deal. Half off tickets to Burger Fest on October 27th. Sample burgers from your favorite restaurants, complete with local beer, live music, a cornhole tournament, and more. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself. And also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis' sports station. National contest, data message rates apply. Now, it's Memphis Money Madness. Penny, hoops, and cash. All month long. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Here's this hour's code word.
That's right, it's time for the 10 o'clock hour Money Madness cash code. Text HARVEST, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, text HARVEST to 72881. H-A-R-V-E-S-T, HARVEST to 72881. And you're automatically entered for a chance to win $1,000. Again, you got up until the top of the 11 o'clock hour. At that point, Bennett Doyle's going to give you another cash code. That will be for the Jason and John show. Of course, data message rates may apply. Text HARVEST, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, to 72881. Good luck.
FM, 680 AM, and 929ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington, what are we listening to?
That is a Jawbone by the band. Old Jawbone, Where Did You First Go Wrong? Being the refrain. That is in commiseration with Jermichael Green.
It is amazing to me that you have come up with a Jaw song.
I had a choice to make. I could have gone with that or Broken Face by the Pixies, which was a little too zippy. I think people may have gotten the wrong idea with that. This is a little bit more of a lament.
Yes, this is a little bit more of a lament. I've just tweeted out Chris's preview for what is happening. Before we get to what will happen going forward with Jermichael Green out now with a broken jaw, let's discuss what happened Friday, which was fun.
Yeah. I mean, let's all be thankful the Atlanta Hawks were the home opener this year, right?
The Atlanta Hawks destroyed Cleveland last night.
That's true. They did. By transitive property, the Pacers are about 150 points better than the Cavs.
Right. So, yes.
No, I think, you know, the first two games were so divergent that it's sort of hard to know, like, well, you know, don't get too high, don't get too low was sort of my question in J.P. Bickerstaff after the game. I think we'll learn a lot more about the Grizzlies these next two games on the road. But, A, they needed that win badly. And, B, it happened in a way, in multiple ways that were, it wasn't just getting the W, right? I mean, the Jaren Jackson having the huge breakout game in his first real, you know, regulation, first game that counts in FedEx Forum was a big deal, I think, for him and for the team.
Fantastic.
And the thing, and I wrote about this in my post-game thing, I think it was a little more subtle because they didn't have, like, they didn't score 30 points like Garrett Temple, and it wasn't, you know, the obvious storyline with Jaren Jackson. But to me, the real quiet story of that game was Mike Conley and Marc Gasol, after what happened to Indiana, decided we're putting our hands on the steering wheel and we are steering this offense. And right. they scored, assisted, or set up. And when I say set up, I mean there was like one play where Conley found Jermichael Green cutting to the basket and hit him for the pass and he got fouled. So it didn't register as an assist, but Mike Conley set up those points. Gasol and Conley scored, assisted, or set up the first 29 points of the game for the Grizzlies and 32 of the first 33. And that was not, I mean, the extent of that is sort of a little bit of a fluke, but that wasn't happenstance.
Intentional.
It was very intentional. I talked to Conley before the game a little bit. I talked to Gasol a little bit after. And, you know, they knew that what happened in Indiana relative to their usage and their role determining the outcome of possessions was not going to cut it. And they talked with each other about we have to direct this. We have to be the people who determine what's happening on the floor. And they did that in the first quarter of that game. And what I think what you saw happen was that sort of allowed everything to settle a little bit.
Right.
And the defense sort of settled in. Gasol even said to me after the game, like, I prefer it when it's the other way, when the good defense helps settle down your offense. But, like, it went the other way this time and we'll take it, right? And so that happened. But then I think the rest of that game, you saw the offense be a little bit more what it was designed to be and function better. Now, part of that is playing Atlanta, right? And playing in the second half when the game slips away and, like, whatever. But I do think that the way I described it in my column was I don't think Gasol and Conley discarded the offense or broke off from it completely. It was a bend, don't break. I think I used the word tilt on Friday. I think they decided within the context of what we're trying to do, we're going to make sure we are the ones doing it. And that's what happened in the first quarter.
I agree completely. Their numbers, if you look at their numbers are modest, but they absolutely set the tone.
They combined for 16 assists, though, right?
Yeah. And they set the tone for the whole deal. And then Garrett Temple's getting open shots, and he's hitting open shots. And then Jaren Jackson comes in. It is interesting to me. 24 points in his debut. You made the point.
Home debut.
You made the point that when they held up the little bear, which they do at the beginning of every little, that they should have just put his face on it. It's interesting. Like, we thought he might be a force defensively originally.
Yes.
We thought he might be a force defensively and struggle a little bit offensively or try to figure things out offensively, particularly in the paint. He might hit some 3-pointers, but he looks stunningly skilled with his left hand. And afterward, I asked JB about it, and he said, yeah, we knew he was really good with his left hand. What surprised us is that he can get to the rim from the perimeter. Like, he's skilled enough to drive as well.
He did that in college, but he didn't have the opportunity to do it a lot, right? Yeah. It would be flashes. You would see the occasional play where he would drive from the three-point line. And I even wrote about it. He'd drive from the three-point line to get to the rim. It's like, well, that's a preview of coming attractions. Well, he would have done that a lot in college if he'd had the ball more, right. I think, is what we find. And he would have scored in the post a lot more in college if he'd gotten the opportunities. I mean, he was like, he's the 18-year-old freshman, and we got this burly, like, sophomore. And, like, in retrospect, it's sort of crazy they didn't use him more offensively at Michigan State. But, yes, he's a real three-point shooter. I think we've already seen that.
Yep.
I don't know what the percentages are going to be at the end of the year, but he's a legitimate real three-point shooter. He's got enough of a handle in the long strides to attack off the dribble. And what I've been most impressed by is he still needs to get stronger. Like, there was one play in that game where he was going up for a rebound against Miles Plumlee, the Plumlee who had dunked on Yuta Watanabe in the preseason. Right. He was a big, burly guy, and Plumlee put a shoulder into Jaren Jackson, knocked him about 3 feet off, right, and then got the rebound. He's got to get stronger, which is expected, but he's got a willingness to fight, even though he is not strong enough yet, and then he can finish with both hands, you know, in the paint. And so, no, when the opportunity, you know, as he gets the opportunities, I think he's going to score. And I said that, you know, that's why I predicted him to be the third leading scorer in the team in my preview.
That's looking good.
Yeah, it is. Although I think, you know, there's going to be ups and downs, right? You're going to have the games where he goes, you know, for 5-3 and fouls out in 20 minutes. Like, those games are going to happen, too.
Right. There were other surprising things. Omri Caspi with 11 points in extended play. That was sort of, and it'll be interesting to see how that, we'll get to Jermichael, if he has an increased role with Jermichael out
right.
in a moment. Chandler Parsons, though, did what you want him to do. He hit three out of four from three. He wasn't a huge factor, but he hit open shots. JB said, listen, we have some shooters. We think we can continue to be an effective three-point shooting team as the season goes on. Do you believe this?
I do believe this, yes. I think, well, you have a situation now you have Jermichael's out, but in theory you had all three of your bigs were three-point threats, which is something they'd never really right. been the case in the past. And most of your wings, except for Kyle Anderson, are three-point threats. And so I think Temple's not going to keep shooting like this, right. but he's a good catch-and-shoot three-point shooter. I think Parsons now is healthy enough to be back to being a good catch-and-shoot three-point shooter. And they still got options on the bench that haven't gotten into a groove yet, I was going to ask you,
Dylan Brooks was really struggling.
He was like 36-37% from three as a rookie last year. Wayne Selden was 40% from three last year. Brooks can shoot. So all these guys have potential to make shots.
What do you make of a rhythm. The one guy who did look badly out of sorts Friday was Dylan Brooks. Still, what in the world? Like,
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know whether it is that, you know, it's easier to get buckets on a bad team in the middle of a season when, you know, whatever. Whether it is, you know, I don't want to get psychological about it. But you wonder,
like, what are you putting pressure on himself
because
of his usage or whatever?
Clearly within the game he was putting pressure on himself. You can see that clearly. But it was funny to me. I mentioned this to somebody over at the arena. I went, and as I do typically on home openers, I walked the loop, right? Just see what's new in the building and all that kind of stuff. And you walk the loop, you know, there's a big board in the concourse that's, you know, advertising the 11, 22-game power packs, and it's Dylan Brooks is on the poster. And you go in the team store, and it's a big Mike Conley and a big Dylan Brooks. And those are the two players featured in the team store. And you think back to, like, you know, he was in Spain for Gasol's game, the only incumbent player who was. He was right there with Mike Conley when they introduced the uniforms. At the end of the season, he had the mic at the last home game of the season, right? Organizationally, they decided, we found a new core piece. We're going to put him up on the pedestal. And he had a good rookie season by the standards of mid-second-round picks, but he didn't have a great rookie season, right. and it was on a bad team. And so it almost feels like organizationally they put sort of the cart ahead of the horse a little bit on him, and maybe that set an expectation that wasn't quite warranted yet. And so I think he's a good player. I think he's a sort of crafty, sort of gutsy player, and I think he will find his way. I was glad to see in the second half, and it was easy because they were controlling the game, but I was glad to see in the second half they gave him a long leash because they gave him and Wayne Selden a super quick hook in the first half, and then in the second half they just let him go and play through all those mistakes.
Yeah.
I like to see that. I like to see that with Selden at some point.
And then Marshawn Brooks didn't get into the game, which was interesting. I mean, someone's going to have to sit.
Right.
And it was Dylan Brooks got 6 minutes in the first game, and this time Marshawn Brooks didn't get into the game, and someone's going to, and it'll be interesting to see how that evolves. Okay, so Jermichael's out now for an extended period of time. I think everyone thinks that Jaren Jackson Jr. will likely start.
They haven't announced that, but that is the assumption. That's the expectation from people I've talked to in the organization, and it seems to be a lot of people are getting that message. Like, you know, right. when Andrew Wojnarowski wrote, he wrote it in the sense of Jaren Jackson, you know.
Right.
It's Jamie Bickerstaff's decision, and I don't know that that decision has been made. It's probably been made by now, but as of this weekend, I don't know that it had been made. There's a rationale for not doing that.
Right.
For moving Chandler Parsons to over four to the four or whatever. So that he could
putting Kyle Anderson in at the three and moving him at the four. That's not a great rebound.
Or Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks at the three.
Right. Well, you got 48 minutes to play.
Right.
I think they'll start Jaren Jackson. Rebounding is the top of the list of concerns, right? Because they are two games, but I think we all know that this is not a fluke. They are statistically the worst rebounding team in the league 1 week into the season, and they just lost their best rebounder.
Right.
Statistically, in Jamichael Green. And so that's a problem. Then there's the domino effect of, like, you know, the other lineups you're playing throughout the game. To me, the real problem, the real potential problem, is if another domino falls. Because, remember, Marc Gasol was a game-time decision on Friday, and is still on the injury list for tonight. He's listed as probable. I think everyone assumes he'll play because he's Marc Gasol. But, you know, you don't know. And Jaren Jackson, like I mentioned, twice in the preseason he fouled out. And those were foul outs in 19 and 20 minutes, respectively. If one of those, you take one of those two players out of the mix, it could get really ugly really fast. Because they went into the season with very thin depth up front.
It's the Ivan Rabb era is dawning upon us. Will he get minutes now? Is that what's going to happen?
I don't know. That's one of the things I wrote about in the game day thing this morning. My feeling is he is not certainly not established. He's a meaningful NBA player, but he was, you know, a former elite high school prospect, whatever. He played 2 years, made 2 years, not one, 2 years of major college basketball.
Right.
He was taken high in the second round. They traded to get him. He now has a full year of professional basketball
under
his belt. If you're not going to put him in the rotation tonight, why is he on the roster in this situation, right? And so I would hope that he will be in the rotation, at least the first rotation of the game, and then you see what happens from there. But I think it would be a mistake not to make him, you know, your third big or whatever in your first pass through tonight.
You said that one thing they could do is go get another big and let go of Andrew Harris.
Yeah, I don't expect that to happen, but I would be extremely surprised if that's not a conversation that is taking place internally within the Grizzlies organization. It's an obvious conversation to have. Harrison's contract is not fully guaranteed. It won't become fully guaranteed until sometime in January when all NBA contracts become guaranteed. He's DNP'd the first two games. Sheldon Mack, I don't know whether he should have DNP'd, but he has. Sheldon Mack is the backup point guard. And they've got Javon Carter, the development underneath him. So he's sort of getting squeezed from both directions. And so if you feel like you have to have another big on the roster, that is the way that you do it. That is the obvious way you do it.
Right. Tonight is a rough one.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume a loss tonight. I think what you hope to see is a
credible loss.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. A credible loss. In Indiana was not a credible loss, right? If you like play hard and you lose by 14 because you're undermanned against a better team on the road, so be it. And then you go Wednesday into Sacramento, where I think you have a decent chance to get a win. And so I would almost tonight, you know, my friend Kevin Argovitz likes to say the regular season is a laboratory. I would use tonight as a laboratory because I assume you're probably losing the game anyway. And so, like, give Ivan Rabb a run and, you know, give him a long leash and give Dylan Brooks another long leash. And you know, if you need to pull back on Marc Gasol's minutes a little bit and save him, you know, for Wednesday in Sacramento, I would do it that way. I just don't have much faith in them actually winning the game. And so I would try to get something productive out of the game.
And in terms of Friday night's off the court scene, what'd you enjoy?
There's just so much going on. I was so preoccupied with having to write on the game, which I haven't done in 5 years.
Right.
Like I didn't write game stories when I was at the CA.
Right.
And so I'm pretty rusty on that.
Halftime was fun.
I enjoyed the halftime. I enjoyed the John Paul Keith, Reverend John Wilkins doing Memphis by Chuck Berry and then stepping back to do live accompaniment to Chicken Head by Project Pat. I told my wife I was happy to hear my favorite musical insult, bald head scalawag, come out of a microphone in FedEx form. I was calling my dog a bald head scalawag this weekend, although she has plenty of hair. That was fun. The opening stuff was not as interesting to me. I mean, I guess the players are excited about Young Dolph.
They like Young Dolph.
I'm not particularly, like, his microphone wasn't working anyway, and He was just sort of lip syncing over his own music that was piped in. I like the DJ. The old school DJ was wearing the old school throwback. He was wearing a Pau Gasol black and teal Pau Gasol throwback jersey. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was good. It was a lot of fun. Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow about what else has gone on in the NBA. Thank you, Chris. You can read Chris's stuff at the DailyMemphian.com. I've also tweeted it out, including stuff from Friday night, stuff on Jermichael Green, and then a preview tonight. We will come back in a minute, but first I got to tell you, a computer system place to go for all of your computer needs. And that can include buying a brand new computer. If you go to Cooper Systems, you can probably get it for about half the price of a big box store. Someone sent me an email saying that their wife had gone recently and gotten an Apple and thanked me for the recommendation. They carry Apple, Dell, Hewlett-Packard, Toshiba, Lenovo, all the best brands. They can build a gaming system for you, maybe the best in town, certainly the best in town at doing that. And it is a Memphis business that's been serving Memphis customers for more than 30 years. Of course, if you got repairs, if you want to recover lost data, or if you've got a slow computer because of viruses or any other issues, crack screen, anything else, of course, you can go there for that as well. It's Lee and Lauren Cooper who've been around here for a long time, and it's not some, 17-year-old with a name tag who's helping you. It's Lee and Lauren Cooper, who've been here for more than 30 years. The phone number, 360-9679, 360-9679. You can stop by and visit him at the Mount Moriah Office Park. That is 2744 Mount Moriah. Back in a moment. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It is that time of year. Time to start thinking about where you're going to have that special holiday dinner, get-together, or party, which means it's time to start thinking about Bounty on Broad. Bounty on Broad has private dining spaces that can accommodate 12 to 25 guests. Bounty on Broad can host cocktail parties and, if you need a bigger space, can host up to 200 people throughout the entire restaurant. And what better place for a party, honestly? Bounty on Broad is flat-out beautiful. It makes you feel good just walking into the place. The food is farm-to-table, and it's delicious. From the braised pork shank to the fried Gulf oysters to the white wine poached flounder. All items on the menu come out family style and can serve 3 to 4 people per dish. Bounty can also offer a menu of heavy hors d'oeuvres. So let Bounty on Broad help plan your next family celebration, corporate dinner party, rehearsal dinner, or holiday gala. Bounty on Broad is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. See the menu and more at bountyonbroad.com or call at 901-410-8131.
Hey, everybody. I just left our friends at All-Star Chevrolet, and I got to drive 3 of the new award-winning Chevys. Had the windows down, music turned up. Loved them all. And in this cool weather, it's never been better. If it's a new Chevy you want, like a new Silverado, Tahoe, or Traverse, maybe it's a new Camaro. All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch is where you want to be. You get to drive the highways, the back roads. Have fun with it. Let it breathe. It's going to be your car, so make sure you're comfortable in it. And if you have any questions, All-Star Chevy staff will always steer you in the right direction. And there's so many new award-winning Chevys to choose from, and no one is going to have better deals than All-Star Chevrolet. You're going to pay a whole lot less than you're going to pay at those city dealers. Plus, if you finance with GM, most have thousands in cash back, not hundreds, thousands. And the people at All-Star Chevy make it fun, fast, and easy to get the Chevy truck, car, or SUV you want, and at the best testing ground right here in Olive Branch, Mississippi. So come on, Collierville, Memphis, wherever you are, find new roads to All-Star Chevrolet on Kraft Goodman Road, or go to allstarautogroup.com.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
This week, find great deals at Walgreens, like buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins and supplements to help you stay healthy. Laundry piling up? Pick up Tide and Downy 24-load liquid or 12 and 16-pack pod detergent, now just $4.99 with card. How about a quick snack? Grab Wonderful Pistachios, shelled 6-ounce or in-shell 16-ounce, just $5.99 with card. Get great deals on the essentials you need right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Men, do you have symptoms of low testosterone or hypogonadism? CNS Healthcare is looking for volunteers to take part in a low testosterone or hypogonadism clinical research study for men 45 to 80 years of age with a history or risk of heart disease or stroke. You may be eligible for some compensation for participation. If you're interested, call 901-843-1045. Or visit cnshealthcare.com to learn more.
The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland is Memphis' hottest new spot for great plate lunches. Take a look at the menu and specials anytime at thebluffmemphis.com.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Furniture by Michael Zellner is your Memphis Dynasty, winner of the Best Mattress Store in 2015, 2016, 2017, and 2018. That is 4 years in a row, ladies and gentlemen. That is because they got the best stuff at the most affordable prices. 58% off retail store prices every single day of the week, and they got top brand names like Serta Eye Comfort, Simmons Beauty Rest, complete line of Serta adjustable bases. They got a showroom full of furniture from Signature Design by Ashley and Benchcraft. If you don't find the furniture they want on the floor, they got a kiosk full of furniture for you to browse through as well. More than 500 positive reviews on the Better Business Bureau customer review rating. Financing up to 48 months available. Mention my name, Jeff Calkins. You'll get an additional 10% off anything in the store. That's in addition to the 50 to 80% off you're getting every single day anyway. Jeff Calkins getting another 10% off. It's located 2790 Kirby Witten Road, corner of 7th Avenue, right next to Hollywood Feed. You can also call the store directly. 692-6200. Sleep Season by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Let's play Believe It or Not.
Believe It or Not. Now it's time for Believe It.
Believe. I don't even know if I believe.
Now I'm a believer.
Or not. Believe It or Not. On the Jeff Calkins Show.
It was a mistake, Jeffrey, for the Titans to go for two instead of for the tie and overtime with 31 seconds left in the game. Obviously,
believe it or not.
It was a mistake.
I do not believe that it was a mistake. I think you could say maybe the play call was a mistake, but you had the ball at the one-yard line, and you supposedly have the best offensive
line.
Well,
you didn't at the beginning.
Right.
You got it at the one-yard one line after the penalty because the first time you were bailed out because of defensive holding. So there's 31 seconds left of the game. You're down by one. You can tie it up and send it to OT, or you can go for the win.
And here's why I was completely fine with them going for the win. There was over 30 seconds left, and more importantly, the Chargers had all three timeouts.
Right.
Actually, I think they called a timeout on the two-point play. So they would have had two timeouts, and Phillip Rivers with two timeouts. I thought you had a chance to take the lead, and you had a chance to essentially...
But if you take the lead, doesn't that force them? If you don't take the lead, they're probably just going to settle and go for overtime. I don't think so.
I think with Phillip Rivers, I think they were going to go for it.
Well, then you lose either way. It's an interesting thing. I do agree with you. The fundamental, I actually don't have a problem with them. Here's why I don't have a problem going for it. They're not a better team.
Exactly.
San Diego's the better team.
Right. You had a chance to have one play to take the lead.
If I'm San Diego, I probably just kick it.
And play forever.
I'm the better team.
Exactly.
If I'm the Titans, I'm not the better team.
Yes. You were trailing for most of the game. They were in control for almost.
And so I think going for it, but then you're right. The second play, so the first one's a pass.
Correct.
They get a defensive holding and they get bailed out and it gets to the 1.5 yard line.
Correct.
Why they don't run the ball at that point when they're averaging 5 yards a carry is beyond me.
Completely agree with you. That was the best way to attack them.
So that, to me, was the mistake. But in terms of going for it, I don't actually have a problem with him going for it when you are the inferior team. Now, there was another game, Dallas, where you could question the play calling. Here, they are down 20-7.
Correct.
With 12 seconds left, first and 10 on the Washington 31.
Correct.
Okay. Again, they got 12 seconds. So you can, and what they do is they call a running play.
Correct.
For Zeke. And they get pushed back 5 yards on a penalty. And
yeah,
then
penalty was the stupid, that was what I hated. They called a penalty on the deep snapper for the way that he, rotates the football before he even snapped it.
I've never seen that.
That happens pretty much every single time. That penalty, calling that penalty and then not calling, I'll tell you what's driving me insane right now in the NFL. Are you watching these left tackles that are getting head starts?
Right.
And no one's calling that. And yet you, and by the way, that happened a lot during this very game. And yet you're going to call the penalty where the deep snapper rotates the football before he throws it back, which happens almost every single field goal snap. That blew my mind.
The play call itself, though, was still garbage, didn't you think?
Well, the play call itself screams, I don't trust my quarterback.
That's exactly right. No, you're exactly right.
That's what that play call screamed.
I think you could not be more right about that. That was not just reflection, and maybe generally, that's a reflection of people talk about Jason Garrett
being conservative. Don't trust my quarterback.
Why is he conservative? Because he doesn't trust Dak.
That is what I see. Every time I watch the Cowboys play. That's what I see.
I think you're 100% right. Okay, what's next?
Your turn.
No, but that's fine. Here, I'll ask you another one.
All right.
The Jacksonville Jaguars will trade for another quarterback.
Believe it or not.
I don't believe it. I think they should, but I don't believe it because I don't know what the market is right now. I don't think the Saints are going to trade Teddy Bridgewater because I think the Saints are very happy with the idea of Bridgewater being their backup quarterback should things go to hell in a handbasket. We saw last year with the Eagles, you can still win if you have an extremely competent backup quarterback. God forbid something happened to Drew Brees. So I don't think the Saints are going to do it. And then I don't really think the Browns are going to do it because Baker has been banged up, and they very easily could wind up being without Baker for a while. And so then you have Tyrod there. The only possibility,
Bradford?
I guess. And if you're
just by way of background, people don't know, Bortles was benched for Cody Kessler, and the Jags, the most disappointing team in the league,
100%
easily lose 20-7 to Houston because of the way that division is. They're not out of it.
No, at all.
And then you've got dissension afterwards. There was yelling in the locker room. Players separated from one another. It is an unhappy place.
Yes,
and that's partly goes back to our expectations thing. But it is 100%. Clearly the team that is underperforming. A lot of people had them in the Super Bowl after what they did last year. How good their defense was supposed to be, etc. Bortles terrible again. I don't know whether he blanched him. I bet they'd just go back to Bortles.
I think they will, too. Remember, they tried to do this last year before the season where they tried to play Chad Henne. Remember they had, the quarterback, weird quarterback controversy, and then they realized, oh, yeah, Chad Henne's still Chad Henne. And so then they went back to Blake Bortles. That's the thing. Blake Bortles was not good, and you can't defend him, but he is still better than Cody Kessler.
Right, I think it was more of a spark. The Cody Kessler thing was not like we're abandoning Blake Bortles.
Right.
It was a spark.
We have to change something up.
The possibilities are, I think you're right, I don't think Bridgewater's a possibility. I don't think Tyrod is a possibility. The other ones that people talk about are Kaepernick or Bradford.
Yeah, and I guess the other possibility is if you could somehow work out a trade for Eli. Coughlin has the Eli factor, and I think maybe both parties would be better served.
I don't know what the money implications there are.
That's the problem.
Wouldn't that be great? But doesn't some money accelerate? Doesn't it become impossible because of salary cap considerations? I don't really know.
I would presume that the Jags would have to finagle.
If you could just lift him off and put him.
Correct.
I'd like to see
and that,
that
wins. That's both parties would be for the better. Because the Giants, you're not going anywhere. You have to start over at some point. And this would allow you to see what you have in the young kid from Richmond. I don't think he's an NFL quarterback, but even better, as long as he is competent and he's still a rookie, he's going to lose games, and that positions you extremely nicely to have the number one pick.
Kyle LaLetta. Who, by the way, may mention the number one pick. It's amazing that my Bills have won two games, given what they look like. It's just a total tire fire. But who has got one win? San Francisco has one win.
Correct.
They're not good, and they're injury riddled.
Correct.
The Giants have one win. They're not good.
Correct.
The Raiders have one win, and they're falling apart and trading everybody.
Or hoping to trade everybody.
Hoping to trade everybody.
Yes.
They're completely tanking. And the Cardinals have one win.
God,
those are your four teams with one win.
Tell you what, here's where I think
it's going to be hard for the Bills to catch those teams. Those are all awful teams.
Yeah, I really think the Giants and the Cardinals are setting up for just a battle for the ages. One we'll look back on for years to come.
Is the Giants, because they're in the NFC East,
correct?
They're going to win some games, aren't they?
Against whom?
Well, Dallas is not great. Washington's not great.
Absolutely. They've already played Dallas. Dallas made them look incompetent.
They're not good teams, though. Who's Arizona going to play?
That's the thing. So Arizona and San Francisco have to play each other.
So that's good. Someone's got to win that.
Correct. And then Seattle's still in the division, but
right. Not a great team.
Yeah. I mean, the Giants are just a bad football team, and
unfortunately, the Bills will win some more games.
Yeah,
their defense will be okay, and the Jets are better, and the Dolphins are better, but they're not good.
This is the real question right now. Have we gotten to this point in the season where there are four contenders, only four contenders, and that those four contenders being the Kansas City Chiefs,
right,
the New England Patriots,
yeah,
the New Orleans Saints, and the LA Rams?
I think.
Who else would you put in there? Maybe in the Steelers?
Yeah.
I don't believe in Minnesota.
It is funny, though. What do you, like the year that the Giants won the Super Bowl,
correct.
You would not have put them in there, the most recent year, you would not have put them in there at this stage of the season, and yet they went on to win the Super Bowl.
That is
the nature of the NFL.
But they still had the elements. Like, their defense was still playing well, and they kept having this thing like, all right, well, if they could figure out an offensive identity, you could see. Remember, they played the Pats late that year in the same set of circumstances as in 07. They played the Pats, played them competitively, and they kind of figured out what they were. And then once they got into the playoffs, they had a clear identity. They could rush the passer, and then Eli made enough plays. Like, I don't know of another team that fits that mold. Is there another team out there that has that good of a defense and still has an offense that you think could turn it around? I guess Philadelphia?
Yeah. I guess Philadelphia would be the team that could turn it around.
Correct.
What you're saying?
Yes.
You want to put the Chargers in there? They're 5-2.
Nope. Because I'm done.
You've seen them with your eyeballs.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Go ahead.
Jeff. The Grizzlies will regret passing on Trae Young.
Believe it or not.
I think it's too early for me to believe that. I Jaren Jackson's been really good. And I will say, Trae Young has looked awesome and fun. Like, not just awesome, but fun. And then, obviously, 35-11 last night. Against the Grizzlies, the guy has no conscience whatsoever, in a good way. And not only that, what I love about him is that he sees the floor. It's not just that he bombs away. It's that he sees the floor. It's just like he thinks he's the best player on the court all the time. And as I said earlier, 35. If he turns into Steph Curry, you're going to regret passing on him, right? I mean, Jaren Jackson can turn into whatever he's going to turn into. But if he turns into Steph Curry, you're going to regret passing on him.
Yes, I think that's fair.
Awesome, and B, because it's fun. Like, that, there's that aspect of it too. Like, there's a star quality to that. But Jaren Jackson Jr. is been great. He was great. He was better than Trae Young Friday night. Now they aren't playing each other, but he was better than Trae Young Friday night. And in the end, Jaren Jackson Jr. will also impact the game defensively. So if he can be no, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to rule it out. Is that a wimpy thing to say? Is that a wimpy thing to do? I'm just not going to be Mr. Negative and say, yes, they're going to regret it because he lit it up last night. He does look, I do look wrong. Like, I doubted Trae Young just because of his, and man, he looks good.
Yeah, I just think the biggest problem with Trae Young is, at this point, he was not really supposed to be an NBA guy. When he played on the summer teams coming in to Oklahoma that year, he wasn't the featured guy. And then he got to Oklahoma and he was the featured guy. And then he just absolutely blew up. But most people, when he got to Oklahoma, they did not think he was going to be a one-and-done guy.
No.
And so that accelerated his career. And so I'm willing to pump the brakes on him a little bit because it also, in my opinion, takes a point guard a little bit longer to develop than it usually does.
But he's already doing 35-11.
Sure. And he's
so
also,
if you're saying it takes him longer to develop and he's already at 35-11, that's damn good.
All that is that shows me, like, we talk about the things that we want to see from young quarterbacks. This is very similar to what, like, from Trey Young, I want to see flashes.
Tremendous. Yes. You're not seeing flashes. You're seeing,
But, I mean, he's still going to have performances where he's going to go.
He gets lit up defensively. There's no question.
Sure.
But you know, Steve Young, I mean, Steve Nash wasn't a great defensive player. And so
Steph's still not.
I mean, he's quick.
They get him to do what. Right. Like, they put other elite defenders around him, and he's
got Andre Iguodala around him. You've got Draymond Green around him.
Clay's a great defender.
Yeah. He looks like he's going to be a lot of fun, and you may well regret it. But the truth of the matter is, if Jaren Jackson Jr. is a really good player and also an unbelievably appealing personality, just great, a lot of fun. I'm not going to go down that road right now. You like the World Series.
Believe it or not.
I do, because, it's a huge matchup of great baseball uniforms. Dodgers have great uniforms.
That's
Red Sox
true.
Have great uniforms. Like, old school classic baseball. You get 4 World Series games in Fenway, like, fingers crossed. You get the big market in L.A. You get the big market in...
You don't resent that. You like that.
No, I'm fine with that. I think that's good for baseball. Now, what's going to be weird are the times, like, when you're going to be watching West Coast games that are... You know, maybe it's not all the way full because first pitch will be at like 5 o'clock West Coast time.
Right.
But overall, like, to me, these are the two most talented teams. The Dodgers have been injury ridden for most of the year. And so it took them a while to kind of put it together. But since they've been putting it together, I think they have the best pitching staff overall. And then I think the Red Sox have the best lineup. And I think it's an intriguing matchup. How about this? It's going to be Clayton Kershaw's first time ever to pitch at Fenway Park.
Wow. That's kind of interesting.
That's fun, I think. Yeah. Like, there's storylines. Like,
the Kershaw and Price thing is interesting because both of those guys, someone made the point last week, just because you haven't been good in the postseason doesn't mean you can't be good in the postseason. You know,
no, that's what we saw with David Price last time.
Yes, that's what I'm going to say. They each, this time around, they each have, you know.
And Kershaw's is completely overblown. I believe, like, now when you backtrack it, in Kershaw's last 13 postseason starts, the Dodgers have won 10 times. Like, even the best of the best shutdown guys, Schilling got beat in the playoffs. You just sometimes lose. Like, you're playing great teams.
Right.
Like,
right.
He hasn't, it's not like Price has actually been, like, there have been times where Price has been just
terrible.
Straight up
right.
Terrible. Kershaw's had games where, like, you know, even like last year when you look at the World Series game in Houston, he was shutting them down for 4 innings, and then, let's be real, Minute Maid Park's a Cracker Jack box, and he gave up a couple of fly balls that were home runs, and then all of a sudden it spins out of control.
I don't mind it. I hate to say it. And it's just true in baseball, for some reason, markets matter in a way that in the NFL, they don't matter. You could easily have a Jacksonville-Green Bay Super Bowl, and no one would care. No one would say, oh, no. Whereas if it had been in Milwaukee and Houston, they absolutely would have cared.
Absolutely.
And it is weird. I don't know why that is, but it is absolutely true.
Because baseball's a regional sport.
Baseball's a regional sport, and yeah. And the NFL is not. We got to take a break. Back in a moment. It's Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Ever heard of Gabby Salinas? If you're an illegal immigrant, you'll love her. Salinas doesn't believe that criminal behavior by illegal immigrants should be reported to federal authorities. That's right. Gabby Salinas wants illegals to stay, even if they commit crimes here in Tennessee. Opposing law enforcement, endangering our communities, and all for politics. Surprised? Don't be. Gabby Salinas supports the far left, people like Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi, extreme liberals on a mission to change America for the worse. Their policies would raise your taxes, eliminate jobs, and kill the economy you've worked so hard to build. Salinas is in lockstep with them and out of step with Tennesseans. Salinas's extreme policies may be great for illegals, but they're terrible for Tennessee.
Paid for by MACPAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Fatter than you were last year? Chronic fatigue? Low sex drive? Clothes sizes just kept getting bigger? Hi, I'm Dr. Keith Amadeo with Kyber Weight Loss. It's football season again, so that means chicken wings, beer, and for the average male, an extra 10 pounds. There's never an easy time to lose weight or get healthy. Why not start now before you go up another belt size or shirt size? My program requires no exercise, no shots, or dangerous drugs. It's all natural, so if you're tired of being overweight, fatigued, and having low sex drive, and shopping for bigger and bigger clothes, call my office at 901-221-8964 and mention ESPN Radio for 10% off for the fall football special. That's 901-221-8964.
Call Collierville Weight Loss now for your no-charge consultation at 901-221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. Or schedule your appointment online right now at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
Wolf Chase Toyota invites you to join them in the fight to find a cure for breast cancer. Now till October 31st, Wolf Chase Toyota is donating a portion of the proceeds from every new vehicle sold to breast cancer research during their Drive Pink sales event. Together, we can make a difference. Wolf Chase Toyota is your number one volume sales leader in Memphis for 2017, according to TMS NBS reporting. We couldn't be where we are today without the great people of Memphis, and we're honored to give back to help fund breast cancer research. Shop online today, wolfchasetoyota.com.
Car guys know, not all motor oils are created equal. Because when your engine hits 75,000 miles, cheaper motor oils won't do. That's why Valvoline created full synthetic high mileage with MaxLite technology, designed to fight sludge, condition seals, and better protect critical engine components as your engine ages. Keep your high mileage ride driving well into the future. Valvoline. Trusted for 150 years. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage and a filter for just $34.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking by offering a checking account that pays you. Visit OrionFCU.com to learn more.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Waiting on a good day.
So I was at the Grizzlies game Friday night, and I was walking off the court, and a gentleman came up to me and he said, "I bet that sport jacket is from Oak Hall." And I said, "Yes, it is." He said, "You're really rocking that sport jacket." And I said, "Absolutely, I am." That means two things. One, he listens to the show. That's good. I appreciate that. And two, It means he understands if by chance I look good, it's because I'm wearing something from Oak Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I was wearing jeans and a button-down, and then I had my Oak Hall sport jacket on, and suddenly I am transformed into someone who looks, dare I say, stylish. And that can happen to you as well. Of course, Oak Hall been around since 1859, making people look stylish, and they do it because their clothes are beautiful. You walk in, you want everything in the store, and then they their service is legendary and warm and helpful and friendly, and they can even make me look good. Ladies and gentlemen, if they can make me look good such that I'm getting complimented as I walk off the court at a Grizzlies game, imagine what they can do for you.
I'm better looking than you.
Because of Oak Hall. Go see him and say hello. Let's wrap this baby up.
Now, it's the closing argument.
There was a fight in the NBA. There's people have broken down the video like mm-hmm. it's the Zapruder film.
Yes.
And trying to determine if Rajon Rondo did or did not spit mm-hmm. on Chris Paul. The video is, a lot of the video is inconclusive, but I've seen one that I do believe. You see a slight
Yeah.
Pursing of the cheek, a slight intake of the cheeks. A little. And
he was just adjusting his mouthpiece.
And it does, I do believe in the end he did spit on.
What?
I do believe he did spit on Chris Paul, and I'm not sure that Memphians object.
No.
I think he spoke for entire city here, don't you think, when he spit on Chris
Paul. I would argue he spoke for the world.
Spoke for the world. Brandon Ingram got the most. He got four games. Rondo got three. Chris Paul got two.
Tough spot for LeBron to be in, too. You know, he's got his banana boat boy.
Exactly.
And Chris Paul, then he's got his new teammates. Like, you know.
Now, D'Antoni is complaining about CP3 getting two games because he says he makes so much more money than the others.
Right.
It's not fair. Right? You're suspended without pay.
Correct.
That doesn't matter. Does that matter?
No.
No, that doesn't matter.
He's taking up for his guy, though.
Whatever you make is what you're out.
Yes.
Whatever you make is what you're out. We don't adjust this. It's not based. Right.
We don't adjust it. We don't dock your pay when you actually get the pay.
Have you ever heard of, like, we're going to do these suspensions by salary? So you miss so many games? And so imagine how long, it's silly. Silly. And honestly, they could all have been suspended for much more than that. I thought they got off easy. I'll be honest. I thought that they got off easy.
I think it helped that it was Saturday night on a football weekend, honestly.
Boy, did we hear a lot about that. Was that game previewed enough?
I didn't notice. Best was when you
every
started
30 seconds. When you started watching LeBron's debut in LA was coming.
If you started watching college football at ESPN at 11 a.m., I'm pretty sure they didn't even preview what the kickoff that was about to happen. Hey, remember coming up later tonight? We've got LeBron James debut.
Yeah, about 97 times. Okay, what's next?
Here's the bite of the day.
Well, Jeff Brohm, of course, is the coach at Purdue.
Love Purdue. Love that game.
And, of course,
he's got a fighting spirit, doesn't he?
He coached America this weekend. He was all of our coach. But I don't know if some people remember, he had one of the greatest XFL moments of all time. He had this sideline interview back
in. Flattened the previous game.
Yes.
Knocked out, carried off, set or looked dead.
Was he going to play? I don't know. Let's find out.
The Orlando Ranger, led by quarterback Jeff Brohm, 7 TD passes, one of the XFL's first stars. Amazingly, he'll start tonight after a punishing shot that knocked him out.
Oh, Jeff! Jeff will pay the price for that one!
My first reaction was I was shocked, stunned, dazed, confused, was kind of, in another state of mind.
I saw his head one way in his body, and I'm like, oh, goodness.
You know, his nose was out the side of his ear hole, and I was like, man.
His helmet was halfway off his head, and he was just laying there. I don't know if he was breathing or not.
The concerns for quarterback Jeff Brohm.
So then they had to take him to the hospital to get the x-rays, and once those came out okay, then I was able to come back to the field with a neck brace on.
For a guy to take a hit like that and then come back on the sideline to cheer his team on, that really was touching. You know, I'm getting goosebumps now thinking about it.
How in the world are you starting this game tonight after taking that hit just 6 days ago?
Well, let me answer that question by asking you two questions. One, is this or is this not the XFL? Yes, it is. Two, do I or do I not currently have a pulse? Yes, I do. Let's play football.
That's fantastic.
It's a football guy's football guy.
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Jason Fitz of Spain and Fitz will join their program at 12:25. I'll be hosting the Eric Hasseltine Show. Eric going to join me from Salt Lake at the Open. Mike Keith, of course, the Titans radio play-by-play announcer, he's going to join me at 2:25. GP back in studio today. Adrian Wojnarowski at 4:25. Jeff, of course, at 5 o'clock.
You know, Mike Keith is really good. I was listening to a lot of that game yesterday. He's really good.
Fantastic. And he's a good dude, too.
We will be back here tomorrow. We'll play more highlights if the Grizzlies can get the win.
Fingers crossed.
Maybe.
Put the cart before the horse.
We'll have plan B ready as well. We'll talk to you then. For now, our work here's done.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Step right up. It's an old fortune teller machine.
Yeah, I think I've got a quarter.
Soon, prescription drugs will put you in the poorhouse, not a beach house.
There goes our nest egg.
How did he know about our plans for a beach house?
I see everything.
Oh, my. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Have questions about affordable Part D prescription drug plans? Give us a call or visit fbhealthplans.com. Farm Bureau Health Plans. We've got you covered.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is the hottest new restaurant and event venue in Memphis and a great place to watch football near the University of Memphis campus. Place is amazing, has more than 30 big screens so you can watch whatever game you want to watch, all while grubbing on Cajun food and wings that are top shelf. Daily drink specials are available. Happy hours Monday through Thursday from 4 to 9. Ladies night is Thursday, and Sunday they have the Bluegrass Brunch, which is always fun. It's never too early to start booking your holiday parties, so go ahead and do that and go get your fill of fun food and football at the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on the web, thebluffmemphis.com.
It's finally fall, y'all, and the best-selling trucks in America are priced right where you want them at our own Country Ford in South Haven. Finally Fall Country Ford discounts plus incentives from Ford Motor Company can get you up to $11,000 off MSRP on your new Country Ford F-150 truck. Or get zero interest financing and still get $8,000 off MSRP. Country Ford's Finally Fall sales event has prices as low as $18,900 on a new 18 Escape, $17,900 on a new 18 Echo Sport, as low as $12,500 on a new 18 Fiesta. Right now is the best time to save on a new 18 Edge with up to $5,000 off MSRP.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.